happy to have the Chief of Police of Petaluma, Ken Savano, is here. And Chief, I'm really glad you're here today.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah. So we got a lot of people who have Nixol, got the note from the Petaluma Police Department and you yesterday afternoon that staffing levels in the Petaluma PD is going to change some things in terms of how Petaluma is able to operate moving forward. And I have to say, I was a little dismayed by this, Chief. It sounds kind of like you were, too. And obviously, you talk about the commitment of the Petaluma Police Department being the same toward its citizens. But bottom line factors mean that you're going to have to change the way that you do some things there. Okay, we're having trouble with the Chief's connection there. And if you can hear me, Chief, please try to call us back on another line. And that's unfortunate because there are some areas of police protection and police interaction that, according to the Chief's news directive yesterday, have to change. And some are small. For example, the Chief says that the Petaluma PD will no longer be able to respond or investigate non-injury collisions when the vehicles are safely off the roadway. And do we have the Chief back? Okay, let me talk to you about what's going to be different. So in addition to no longer responding to non-injury collisions, there will be a form that's available for download from the Petaluma PD website for the exchange of any necessary information. Petaluma PD says they'll no longer be able to respond to misdemeanor thefts when there's no identifiable evidence or suspect leads, and they say reports with regard to that sort of issue have to be made online, again from a smartphone or a home computer. No longer able to perform vacation checks, and information and resources regarding home and security and crime prevention, again available on the Petaluma Police Department website. The kind of citations that you have to have signed off by a police officer in Petaluma, those are only going to be available on Tuesdays and Thursdays for about 4 hours apiece. And what's behind all this? Budgetary concerns, of course. But according to Chief Savano, part of it is because of the fact that some members of the Petaluma Police Force have moved elsewhere because of pay or benefits being different depending on the city in which you serve. So it was, as I said, dismaying to get this, and certainly it has to do with the city's general plan and that there just aren't enough police officers in Petaluma. They are currently facing a staffing shortage of 15 officers because of injuries or other issues. And that's, of course, making an impact in all of this. And the 15 vacancies that are projected for October 1st of this year, that will be half of the Petaluma Patrol Force. So dismaying news. Should we try the Chief one more time? All right, Chief Savano, thanks for being here. Third time's the charm, right?
Let's try it. Yeah, as public servants, obviously the last thing we want to do is have to reduce services. And, you know, like many law enforcement agencies, we're all struggling to have sufficient resources to provide the service we know the community deserves.
Yeah.
So while this isn't fun for us and we're not enjoying the decisions we're making, we're also dealing with a limited pool of resources.
So there, obviously there's the budget issue, but it's also, it sounds like, Chief, you know, really a matter of trying to keep up with what police officers are making and what their benefits are in other cities.
Certainly, that is part of the challenge that we are facing currently. We're currently looking at as many as 4 officers going to, you know, neighboring agencies and staying competitive in a marketplace where qualified candidates are very hard to come by. It makes it even more difficult. We are hiring, as many law enforcement agencies are.
So there is budget for that, yes?
Serve their community, we're happy to take them.
There is budget for additional officers on the Petaluma Police Force, yes?
There is, yes.
Okay, very good.
We have vacancies right now that we're trying to fill.
Okay, very good. Good to know. And in the meantime, you do the best you can, I guess, huh?
That's exactly right. And we hope to get those filled and return services and serve the community like we know we should be doing.
Very good. Well, I'm glad, obviously, you know, your community in Petaluma and the rest of us really need to know about any changes with regard to law enforcement in and around Sonoma County. So I'm happy that you put out the news release yesterday, although none of us are happy about the content of it, of course.
Neither are we, yeah. And we thank you for helping us get the word out.
Absolutely, and I hope you'll let us know when there are any changes, further changes, or certainly changes for the better, too.
We will.
All right, Chief.
Thank you and your listeners.
Thanks for being here. That is the Chief of Police of Petaluma, Ken Savano. We'll keep you posted if any other changes do come as a result of this circumstances, and hopefully there will be some good news coming up about it.